Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Kralik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball towards left. Lemon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lemon. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verhals is walked intentionally. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 2 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lemon. Carrion reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valdivielso pinch runs for Jim Lemon. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Valdivielso moves to second. Turklown now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Batty bunts towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Valdivielso moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith throws the ball into Fox, who tags Tuttle, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Valdivielso scores. Killebrew scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing third base. Lenny Green now playing left field. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Lee now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger bunts in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Turklown. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carey moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Warren Hacker now pitching. Julio Becker pinch hits for Don Lee. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Green strikes out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-4 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carrion settles under it and makes the catch for the out.